We're here with the UBC United Way campaign coordinator, Emily, and the student chair, Jonathan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So can you tell me more about what you do and who you help?
All right. So United Way is a great organization. The one that the UBC campaign supports is United Way of the Lower Mainland. And they support various organizations. So they do a lot of work with children from 0 to 6, children from 6 to 12, and seniors. And the money all stays in the Lower Mainland.
Yeah. And as Emily touched upon, that the children from 0 to 6, we're trying to enable them to get the best possible start in life. And children 6 to 12, prevent gang prevention, like mentor them, provide them with after-school care. And for senior citizens, help them lead independent and prosperous lives.
So you're a little different from other charities where your proceeds are spread among various agencies around the Lower Mainland. How are your proceeds divided?
Well, United Way kind of determines that. So what we do is we raise a bunch of money with the UBC campaign. We're the biggest in the Lower Mainland, by the way. And so that goes to United Way of the Lower Mainland, and they do a bunch of research on sort of what will be needed about 5 to 10 years from now and what people will be most at risk. So through that, they donate to different organizations that they think will help our future problems can arise.
So on your website, you have a quote by Maxine Green. It says, "The opposite of morality, it has often been said, is indifference, a lack of care, an absence of concern." Do you think that UBC students are unaware, or they're just not taking enough action?
I think that they're more so just unaware. Most people I've talked to have yet to hear about the United Way campaign at UBC, let alone what the United Way does.
Yeah, I think it's definitely been focused on staff and faculty, and I think that students have so much to offer, but being a student myself, I find that school does take the front seat, and we can be very active in different organizations, but we really need to kind of be pushed to do it, I think.
Right. Yeah. So this year, there's a couple of things you're doing differently. One of them is that you're going green.
Yes, we are. Greenish, as we call it. So all the donations that used to go out by paper pledge, they are now online. Mm-hmm. So I think I forget the figures now, but it's last year it was like 500,000 pieces of paper, something like that, and now it's, you know, down to the 1,000 level.
Okay.
So big changes there.
How does the economy affect the donations you've been receiving?
Well, right now we still have a strong donation support. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had lots of people donate the leadership level, which is $1,000 plus from the staff and faculty, and that's still showing strong support despite the economic downturn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the people who receive funding, that's sort of where the economic downturn will affect, because the people who are poor are now very poor, and the people who are homeless are now, you know, completely destitute. So really in the receiving end, that's kind of where the changes are being made, I think.
As we're talking about increased student awareness, your goal this year is not to is not necessarily a monetary amount. It's to double the student participation at UBC.
Yeah, well, not just double. It's just have students involved.
Yeah, more students.
Yeah, because last year there was no one knew about it. I didn't know about it last year, but now I'm getting my friends. We have lots of posters. We have Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. We have welcome messages on the United Way website. We have broadcast emails sent to students. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are more aware of it now.
Right.
And we have a strong volunteer base that we can call upon now.
Definitely. So many people are getting involved, and, you know, we want to thank them for that. A lot of students are really interested, so we're excited about it.
So you're taking advantage of a lot of the different faculties at UBC. Usually if there's a charity or a fundraiser going on, they focus only on one faculty or one program, but you've really kind of used everything.
Yeah, well, like, it's a campus-wide community campaign. That's why the new campaign name is Community, because we're trying to involve everyone in it. So we have support from science, arts, engineering, forestry, land and food, and whatnot.
In the next few weeks, you have a lot of events coming up.
Lots
of
events.
Can you talk more about them?
Yeah. I don't know. Jonathan, do you want to start with the Great Pancake Race?
Yes.
That's going to be exciting.
Yes. First off, on Thursday, which is October 29th, at 12 o'clock to 1:30, there's going to be the Great Pancake Race, in which students, faculty, and staff will be competing against each other, doing a relay race in which they hold a pancake or frying pan with a pancake in it, and they run back and forth and flip the pancake 3 times. So everyone's going to dress up, there's ridiculous team names, and a lot of the deans and high faculty members that are noticeable will be there. So you can see your favorite dean dress up and act silly, essentially.
Make a fool of him or herself.
Right.
It's at Thursday, or it's on Thursday, October 29th, mm-hmm. and it's Kerner Plaza, so right in front of the Kerner Library, which is, it's going to be good. Lots of visibility, lots of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and it's the first one happening at UBC, right?
First pancake race in general.
Even know if the Lower Mainland has done them. It's a big thing in Britain,
right?
And a lot of the parliamentarians, they race and they make fools of themselves, but I guess we just haven't caught on to this one thing.
Yeah, and this event's free to watch. Mm-hmm. Just come out, have a good time.
So if students are interested in volunteering, in participating, or in fundraising, how can they reach you?
Well, the best way is to join the Facebook group, the UBC Community United Way Campaign 2009, and that will enable you to get messages from me about student volunteer opportunities. So I'll be sending out like a message to all the group members, and I'll say, here's volunteer opportunities. So for the pancake race, we will need volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will respond and say, I can help this time. And I'll say, yes, no, maybe so.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Facebook is just such an easy way.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to go on and just get your notifications. And you don't even really have to participate that much.
Mm-hmm.
But just join and see what's going on. There's also a garage sale at Gage.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 28th at 11:30 a.m., and I heard last year a student got an iPod Touch for $20 or something like that. So come out. It's the Gage Commons block at 11:30. Good prizes and things like that to be won.
Mm-hmm.
Also, should we touch on PJ?
Yeah, we should. So our last big event for the United Way campaign this year is going to be Pajama Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept is you buy a button, so it's similar to the concept of Jeans Day at the workplace, but at UBC everyone wears jeans, so instead we're going to wear pajamas.
Right.
So what you do is you buy a button to support United Way.
It's a cute little purple button.
Mm-hmm.
The girls will love it.
Guys
says,
too.
I love PJs. Well, guys too, yes. Mm-hmm. I can't say that. Anyways, sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah, so then you just wear your pajamas at school, and ideally you want to get as many people involved, so there will be like staff, faculty, deans. It's always fun to see your dean in pajamas.
Right. Definitely.
It's rare.
Yeah. And you can get your buttons from food services, from enrollment services at Brock Hall, and also from library circulation desks. So I know you guys are all out there studying, and pick up a button while you're there.
And there will be some students floating around soliciting buttons to you.
It's by donation, so it's a really good thing for students as well.
Right.
Yeah.
We have tight finances, know that.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us today.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.